We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey now, Semper Fi. Welcome into this Tuesday edition of Sports Talk. Glad to have you aboard. Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Mark Menard at Master Control. Hope everybody's doing well. Some breaking news. Saints quarterback Drew Brees will have surgery tomorrow on his injured right thumb. And the expectation going in is that he should return in 6 weeks. The exact timetable will not be known until the procedure is over. So we got some news there coming out. And obviously, that's big news because everybody's been holding their breath, waiting on if Drew Brees was going to have surgery. He will have surgery tomorrow in Los Angeles. Bobby, when you hear that, it gives you a little bit of optimism, obviously, as to the six-week timetable that he might be able to return.
Well, I don't know. I thought he was going to have surgery to try and get better, to let something heal on its own. I think the surgery could speed up the process with the technology today. That what it's going to take to have Drew Brees back, and it's going to be, can we weather the storm? I look at Teddy Bridgewater. It's not some free agent. I mean, it's not his first rodeo. We paying the guy $7 million. So, I don't know. We all have insurance, right? So you have insurance. You might not like to pay insurance, homeowners, car, whatever, but you have it in case something like this happens.
Teddy Bridgewater is that insurance.
Well, we're giving him $7 million. Oh, well, what is Teddy going to do? He better do something. Come on. He's a veteran, and he views himself as a starter. So now, it's a team sport. The offensive line got to step up. I thought we were poor across the board, to say the least. So we need guys to step up. I can tell you right now, Chris, I don't know what's going to happen in Seattle. If we can run the ball, Teddy Bridgewater will have success. Well, you might say, well, what does that have to do with Teddy? No. If we can run the ball, then we utilize play action. I'll tell you, then you put the defense on their heels. If we can't run the ball and we're not winning in the trenches, that's not good. I don't think Teddy Bridgewater is that good enough to truly ad-lib if we cannot win in the trenches. So I think if we can run the ball and play action, we'll be fine. Because it's going to be a challenge for our defense with Russell Wilson. Listen, Christian, it's an upset. I think if we win at Seattle, we beat the Cowgirls in New Orleans, I think it's an upset, considering where teams are at right now. I'm just looking at, then you come. We're getting into October now. Drew Brees is not around. Tampa Bay at home, at Jacksonville, at Chicago, Arizona. We should win three out of those four. I think Chicago got a really stout defense, but who knows? I mean, I'm not saying we cannot win that. I would still be encouraged even though we won in three after four games, because I look at where the teams are at and expectations. So I look at the bye week, November 3rd, come November the 10th. If we're 4-4, we're in the playoffs. I truly am that optimistic right now. If we can weather the storm and be 500 type team, that because let me tell you, with Drew Brees or not, to go and say we're going to start the season, we were going to be 3-1 or 4-0, they would say we're hoping for 2-2.
Right.
Well, now we might be a little bit back. We might be 1-3. But those are games that when you looked at the schedule, Tampa Bay at home, at Jacksonville, then you got at Chicago, playoff team. It's not going to be too cold.
And Jacksonville's
October 20th.
Jacksonville is a mess right now.
Well, Nick Foles, exactly. So then I'll look at Arizona before the bye week. And I like it that when we play in Chicago, it's not in late December or middle December. No, the weather's going to be a nice fall day. So, Christian, I'd be extremely disappointed if we're not 4-4. I would be, hell yeah. If we 5-3, I'd be ecstatic when the dust all clears, waiting for Drew Brees to get back.
Coming up at 4:20, Tulane Tuesday, big matchup for the Wave Thursday night at here against Houston in Yeoman Stadium. Cam Jordan, Saints defensive end, joins us at 6:20. In our Saints hour, in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll have Joe Horn, newly elected member, to the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, along with Nick Saban today.
So wait, we'll Nick Saban's Louisiana Hall of Fame?
Mm-hmm.
I heard he was real appreciative of it.
Of course. Why wouldn't he be? And I think fans should be appreciative of what he did for that LSU program.
Yeah, you have to look at the time frame and when it occurred. We got to embrace Nick right now, even though we're not going to embrace him when the Tigers play him. But this is a different ordeal.
Just at least appreciate what he did.
Exactly.
Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick, Willie Fritz, Tulane head football coach, next here on WWL. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online at WWL.com. Is this Saints roster built to win even without Drew Brees? Cast your vote online at WWL.com or call us at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Bobby, my answer to that would be yes, because you got a strong offensive line. I think you have a pretty good defensive line. There's some holes in the secondary. They've got some good running backs. So a good, Mike Thomas, you've got a weapon there. So it is built that way, but certainly functions at a much higher level with Drew Brees. But I'm giving Teddy Bridgewater the benefit of the doubt. He was running Drew Brees' game plan last week. This week, he's going to sit there and be able to tell Sean Payton, I like this, I like this, I like this, I like this, I don't like that. And they're going to be able to put a game plan in that's suited to his skill set. That's what Sean Payton's so good at. He says it all the time, Bobby. He says, find out what they do well and put them in those positions. And I think that's what they're going to try to do this week.
Well, the whole, I think, offensive staff, Pete Carmichael, Sean Payton, Coach Lombardi, everybody, all hands on deck. And can we implement a game plan to have success in a hostile environment like you're going to have in Seattle? Now, if you look at that environment, Christian, it seems like early in this decade, that was kind of a rivalry. It seems like the Rams have overtaken the Seahawks. And what I mean by that, you look at it, it was this decade when the Saints played the Seahawks, what, in 2010 and 13 in the postseason. Remember we were so anti-Seattle? Where it's kind of like, their right. Defense is not the same. They might still be a playoff team, but how the Rams have kind of taken their place. But you got two quality playoff teams in the NFC West, in the Rams and the Seahawks. So, Christian, if you look at it, you'd have to say that they take pride in this with the 12th man and all that, that as much as we love the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, they truly do have a home field. I can tell you right now, if we were playing Seattle in New Orleans without Drew Brees, I would pick us for sure. Now, I still think it's Vegas doesn't know how to figure this out. Someone maybe can enlighten me, but I think it's kind of a pick'em game. The over and under, I think it's off the board. They didn't even know what to make light of.
Well, if you look at it, they had a 1-point victory over Cincinnati in the opener and then beat a bad Steelers team. A team that lost Big Ben.
But they went on the road, Christian. To Pittsburgh.
I understand that. I'm just saying that this is not – Vegas is not quite sure what kind of team Seattle is, I think.
Right, no, without a doubt. I mean, there's questions now without Drew, but there's also questions with that Seahawks team. Vegas does not view the Seahawks on the level of the Rams. You know what I mean? As far as a favorite and who's amongst the best. No, Seattle's very good. But not on the level of the L.A. Rams.
Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Ben in Houma. What's going on, Ben? You're on WWL.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. About the Bridgewater, I certainly think we need to support him 100%, the benefit of the doubt. Come the first home game, and even for the Saints fans that will be there in Seattle, I think it would be great if everyone just had some sort of a – some type of sign or motivation that he could see,
hey, Ben,
we support you, some positive stuff.
Hey, Ben, hold on one second, okay? We're going to have Tulane coach Willie Fritz join us in a minute, and I want to bring you back on, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, if you're on hold, sit tight. Billy, Jerry, Rodney, Bob, and Kurt. Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz joining us now, Tulane Tuesday. And, Coach, man, Yeoman and the campus over there is going to be a buzz this week. National TV against Houston, it should be fun.
Yeah, really, we're looking forward to. This is a big stage for us to play on. We've been fighting and scratching and clawing to get to this point to be able to play a game with me and doing it, in NOLA and at our stadium. So we're looking forward to it. I sure hope we get a bunch of people out here. Thursday evening, 7 o'clock here at Yeoman, as I said on your show a couple times. if you haven't been here before and you get in the stadium, every seat is a good seat. And heck, there's even $3 beers. You can't beat that, can you?
No, not at all, Coach. Does this come into play, Coach Fritz, when I look at that Tulane was able to beat Houston at Yeoman Stadium a couple of years ago? Now you got a more complete team. So does that even come into play? Or, you know, you got different players and all that, but seems like from a confidence standpoint that you've played well at Yeoman Stadium against Houston.
You know, last season we didn't play very good.
Right. Yeah.
They handled us pretty well. But, you know, the year before we did get them. And, you know, one of the things I always look at each year, you know, every team's a little bit different. Got a different makeup, got different coaches and players, and, you know, maybe you're doing a few things differently, and same thing with your opponent. You know, they played a tough schedule. You know, they opened up at Oklahoma, and then they played Washington State. You know, so you got a team in the top five and another team in the top 25, and you know, they're a quality team. Great quarterback. He can get you with his legs. He can get you with his arm. He's one of those guys you want to keep in the pocket as much as you can. So we've been working on that these last few days. Plus, it's a short week. You know, you just can't do everything. And,
right.
You know, we got to be aware of that, making sure that we're not trying to do too much. And I think we've done a good job of that this week.
Now, Coach Fritz, when you talk about the quarterback king, well, I tell by he made plays with his feet, that he's on a different level. And I'm sure you're aware of that when you look at the film. But how do you prepare against a coach like Dana Holgorsen, who's all of us, I remember him at West Virginia, and he's offensive mind. Do you go back and maybe look what he did at West Virginia, or you have enough film what he's done so far at Houston? How do you break that down? And the one thing I think, and I know you're doing this, challenge your offense to be able to get things done, because that's one area that they have struggled on defense.
Yeah, you know, we've watched a whole bunch of West Virginia tape, seen what some teams have done well against Coach in the past, and then also these first three games to be able to evaluate the personnel they have on the field at Houston. A lot of similarities, obviously. He's from that Mike Leach family tree and
right.
How he does things offensively, but he runs the ball a heck of a lot more than what Coach Leach runs the ball. He'll only run it when he has to. And Coach Holgorsen wants to establish a run game. I think that's, you know, taking advantage of his personnel. He's got a couple of really good running backs also. So as far as our offense, you know, they played some quality opponents. That's one of the reasons why they haven't played quite as good a defense. Oklahoma arguably has the best offense in the nation. Washington State puts up phenomenal numbers year in and year out. So big defensive line, active linebackers. They'll play a lot of zone coverage. New defensive coordinators. Was at Arkansas State for quite a few years. So, you know, did a lot of preparation in the summer, watching what he did defensively at Arkansas State and then seeing if that's matching with what he's doing at Houston.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz. It's Tulane Tuesday. They got Houston at Yeoman on Thursday night. And, Coach, what has Will Hall meant to this coaching staff and to that offense?
He's done a great job. I'm really, really happy and pleased with everything that Will's done. He and Justin McMillan have got a great relationship. That's so important, that quarterback and the offensive coordinator see eye to eye on things. And he sees it from a quarterback perspective. You know, he had a really great career as a quarterback in junior college and Division II and high school and all those kind of things. And I think that's a plus for us. He really, I think, does an excellent job of stretching the field both horizontally and vertically. We'll take shots down the football field. We'll run some fly sweeps from one side to the other. You know, throw some reverses in there, double passes. So you got to be, on point all the time defensively. So it's a – we're hoping in a short week it's a tough offense to prepare for.
Now, Coach Fritz, looking at on the defensive side of the ball, obviously a stout defensive front, but it seems like you got guys in the back end, the playmaking secondary. Just talk about a little bit about, you know, picked off by three passes, safety Larry Brooks, P.J. Hall, on and on. What are you doing on the back end? And they know they have a lot on their plate this week going against an offense like Houston. But they got to be coming in with some confidence this game, especially that it's hard to run against you guys and then also making plays in the secondary.
Well, we play a lot of man coverage. You know, we'll mix in zone with it. We'll run some zone blitz and just some straight-up zero at times also. You know, Larry Brooks had a couple interceptions last week. P.J. Hall had a big pick six for us. You know, we got a big corner that's really playing good football for us. Dakarius Keys from Mississippi and came in here and weighed about 165 pounds. And he's about 6'1 now, really great length with his arms, and about 195, 200 pounds. I think he's a legit pro prospect. So we match him up on the perimeter. You know, we'll play probably, I don't know, 70% straight man with our guys, and we press a bunch. You know, and then we've done a nice job of competing for balls. And if you get a good pass rush and you got a safety or two that's open, it's, you know, reading the quarterback, you got a chance to get some interceptions, which we had last week.
Now, Coach Fritz, what about the quarterback, Justin McMillan? It seems like he took it upon his shoulders that I'm going to come out and just play with a lot of confidence. Looking at, I know he might say, well, Missouri State was overmatched, but completed his first 7 passes.
Yeah, I think he's just getting better and better week in and week out. He's playing a lot of different systems. And, you know, in high school, they had a system, and, you know, offensive coordinator. Then he went over to LSU. I think he had 3 different offensive systems that he was in. And now this is the second one here for him at Tulane. So he's learned a lot of football, understands a lot of football. And I think it's, you know, put on the back burner with him is how well he runs the football. He's got great speed. He's a legit 4-5 guy. He's got pretty good size, 6'2", 210, and has good moves in the open field. And, you know, that's I talk to those guys all the time about being decisive and pulling that ball and taking off and running. That's the big difference between the pro game and the college game. You know, the pro game, the D linemen are faster than the quarterback.
Right.
You know, those guys got great speed on the edge. In the college game, generally speaking, the quarterback's faster than the defensive lineman, so he can get away from those guys. So we want to take advantage of that when things are covered and just be decisive. Once you figure out that you've gone through the progressions and it's not there, tuck it and run, and that's generally a good play for us.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz, they've got Houston Thursday night at Yeoman. Coach, best of luck. Thanks for the time.
Hope we have a great crowd out there. Appreciate you all having me on. Roll away.
Thank Coach Fritz.
Tulane Tuesday wraps up here. Coming back for your calls next here on WWL. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll online at WWL.com. Is this Saints roster built to win even without Drew Brees? Before we had Coach Willie Fritz on, we were talking to Ben and Homa. Ben, you're back on WWL.
Yes, I'm still here. I just think for the first home game especially, for Bridgewater, it's important for him to know that everyone supports him. So I have like a one-liner, like we believe in Bridgewater. We believe in you, our bridge over troubled waters.
I like it. I like the positivity.
And maybe someone can arrange for like something to be on the big screen, you know. And maybe they could actually play Bridge Over Troubled Waters as before the game, you know, like just to get everyone motivated.
That's not a bad idea, Ben. I don't think it's going to happen, but not a bad idea.
Well,
I'm sorry. I was putting you on hold. Go ahead.
I can pass that on. But I just think it's important for him to know that we do support him. And I think Tobias Baum.
Well,
what's more important is that he knows his teammates and his organization supports him.
Well, let me tell you, any fan base in any city, if he plays well, they'll cheer him. If he don't play well, they're going to boo him. You can have all the positive signs and the feel good. Are we behind you, Teddy? You don't play well, they're going to boo you. Or they're not going to be behind you. And you play well, they're going to cheer you. I don't know. We should be more supportive. It's our quarterback now, Teddy Bridgewater. But it's just a reality. And Drew Brees maybe could have throw a pick six or throw an interception or something, but he has so many skins on the wall and what he means to this team, a Hall of Famer, that you tend to give more a veteran, a player like Tom Brady. Come on, you don't think the Patriots aren't booing Tom Brady, but if someone happened to Tom Brady, the next guy coming in, he has to do some, or are they going to give him the business?
He's a professional.
I mean, it just comes with the territory.
Bobby, if you were in Drew Brees' position where you're going to miss some time, how would you approach that with the backup? In other words, like, would you act as another coach? Hey, make sure, you know, your role then is to help prepare him to start and play well.
Well, Drew doesn't have to. What do you mean he doesn't have to? I'm going to tell you why he doesn't have to. We got so many great offensive minds within the organization, that being Sean Payton, Pete Carmichael, Coach Lombardi. Now, if Teddy approaches Drew, not Drew just going to force himself upon him. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No, if Teddy comes to him, then you get involved. But all Drew needs to do is rehab or whatever it takes 24/7, because it's different than, let's say, Christian, that you hurt yourself and you got to go to rehab.
Yeah, it's going to take me a lot longer.
But you might do an hour of rehab a day, or you might do a couple hours, or you might, I'm going to do it in the morning, we do it in the afternoon. No, right now, the way a lot of professional athletes, even with Sheldon Rankins and Drew Brees, it's a lifestyle. What you're doing your whole day, and Drew's telling Brittany, listen, don't let the kids jump on me, whatever, my thumb, whatever. You got. If you're overwhelmed, we got help. Right now, I got to totally focus on getting my thumb right, and that's the different treatments to speed up the process. So that's why when they say 6 games, Christian, I think that's about right, 6 weeks. So I would be shocked. Because it won't happen. I'd be shocked if Drew Brees not ready to roll November 10th, Atlanta at home.
Great return. Great spot to return to.
Exactly.
The Falcons?
Yeah.
Billy in Ocean Springs. What's going on, Billy? You're on WWL.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Billy.
Hey, with Eli Manning being benched, what is the possibility of the Saints getting Eli
as
quarterback?
Zero.
So, let's say, so what are you going to give up to get Eli? And even Eli is getting paid $23 million. Teddy Bridgewater is getting paid $7 million. You think Eli is that much better than Teddy? Right now. I'm not talking about what they did in the past. Right now, Billy.
Well, I think Eli would bring a lot more to the team.
Well, he doesn't know the offense.
Would you be saying that if he bring a lot more? Would you be saying that if he wasn't from New Orleans?
What's that?
Would you be saying that if he was not from New Orleans and not Manning?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I would.
Well, that's your opinion, but the problem is that he was not in OTA's minicamp. He does not. You go get somebody on the street. People don't realize how complicated the offense is and what you have to do and your decision-making. So Eli would not be a better option right now than Teddy Bridgewater or Taysom Hill. Simply because he hasn't run this offense, the terminology, and you could pay Eli $23 million. I mean,
that's the number you focus on there. They don't have the cap space anyway.
Because that's his contract.
They don't have the cap space, even if you wanted to. Billy, thanks for the phone call. Jerry and Bush. Well, before we get to Jerry, I know Billy's being honest, but I just had to ask that. I mean, like, would we be having this conversation if he wasn't from New Orleans and his last name wasn't Manning?
And he went to Ole Miss.
We wouldn't be having this conversation.
The proximity of Ole Miss, the Mannings, and come on, Eli and Peyton, that speaks volumes. Look at Eli. I don't know legacy and what's going to come about with that. But the reason why he has a chance to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, he won 2 Super Bowls.
It's the emotional attachment. I've seen it on Twitter. I've been DM'd about it on Twitter, asked if we should do that. And if his last name was Smith, it'd have no traction whatsoever.
We'd have to look up some examples of a guy that maybe is in a situation like Eli around the country that we're not familiar with. If we would be, that's who we got to get. No, we wouldn't.
Jerry and Bush, what's going on, Jerry? You're on WWL.
All right, how you doing?
Hey, what you got, Jerry?
I'd like to ask you a question. WWL, we watch exclusively, showed several times the replay of Drew Brees throwing a football. That guy Donald is a dirty player. Did you see it where he was squinching his hands together?
No, Jerry. This was a total freak accident. This is one of the freakiest plays. I've watched a lot of football. I've never seen a play like that where you collide hands. I've seen quarterbacks injure their thumb or fingers on helmets, but not with when they collide their hands. Come on, Jerry. That wasn't done intentionally.
Well,
it just wasn't.
I collided hand-to-hand with Richard Dent and the Chicago Bears, and he messed up my elbow. I don't know the torque you following through. You got one force going against another force, and you got that velocity. How can that ever be dirty? What? You got to get your hands up. Jerry, you never rushed the passer, obviously. But how can that even be a question when you're getting your hand up or your paw and the quarterback's following through, trying to throw it through the forest, through the branches? Jerry might be talking about another play. But to say Aaron Donald was dirty on that? Come on, Jerry.
Jerry, is that what you're saying?
Let me tell you. They show it was the view from the back. And every football player that I've seen, when he tries to block a pass, his hand goes up in the air. And it comes down when he misses it or whether he gets it or not.
That's what he did. When it came down, it collided with Drew Brees' hand.
That would be, we do the same thing to Russell Wilson. Whoever it might be, Cam Jordan, whoever's rushing the pass at Hendrickson, believe you me, D Lyman, anybody blitzing, when they're getting after the quarterback. Now, you can't hit him in the head no more. You can't hit him too low. You got to hit him kind of between the waist and the chest in that area. Then you can't follow through, take them to the ground. Come on, this day and age, it's like almost impossible to be dirty, to play dirty as a defensive lineman, because even if you're on the – okay, you know what was a call that was ridiculous and got ripped off was the Broncos. Who was – somebody's going to text us this. Who was the linebacker, Mark? You might remember, you're a Christian. Somebody's going to text this. They got called – for a late hit or like a too rough on Trubisky. Looked like a freaking tackle to me. And he wasn't like too high or too low, but you can't even follow through with the hit to like tackle him to the ground.
You can't put your weight on him.
I can't put your weight. What?
That's what.
I mean, the quarterbacks are getting protected more than ever right now. It's just a freakish thing what happened to Drew Brees. But Chris, it was a call that went against Denver. That was like, I was like laughing. I said, you got to be freaking kidding me. How can the official call? That was like overkill trying to protect the quarterback.
Coming back for James, Bob, Kurt, Jazz, Mike, Cal in Mid-City along with Ryan next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk, Bobby and Christian. Let's see. Bob in Baton Rouge. What's going on, Bob? You're on WWL.
Wait, before we go to Bob, Christian, right. And Bob, hold on. I'm all for Teddy Bridgewater. I'm all for Taysom Hill. I'm all for if they brought Sean Canfield back. Sean Canfield? Oregon State. No, I'm all for anyone who can get the job done. And you got to understand, it's professional football. It's not feel good. It doesn't matter. You could be us against the world as long as your teammates are behind you. What you got to do?
Win.
And you can't take anything personal. If you win and you produce, the fans will back you. They'll cheer for you. If you don't produce, then they're going to give you the business. They're going to boo you, torment you.
You
That's
know,
just the way it
finally,
is.
Finally, Bobby, we get to see, because we get asked this all the time, what do the Saints see in Teddy Bridgewater? Well, we're about to find out. We're about to find out what they
Without
see.
Without a doubt. Are we going to see if that's a good insurance policy? At $7 million, or if it's bogus.
The silver lining is you're going to have six games here where you're going to be able to tell, and they're going to be able to know, is this the guy post Drew Brees? They're going to be able to find that out in six games.
I think some people might say, well, he got to do better than that. I'd be satisfied just goes 500.
Sure.
If Teddy Bridgewater is 3-3 as a quarterback, I would say he did his job.
I would agree.
I would say he did his job considering what's on his shoulders and the expectations. Because Danny, we put the team in a position to still accomplish great things and to get the double-digit wins.
Bob in Baton Rouge, what's going on, Bob? You're on WWL.
First off, good evening or good afternoon. You know, the thing about it is I have to agree with what y'all are saying. It was a straight-up freak accident. You know, I mean, Drew's hand was there. Donald was coming in.
Right.
And, you know, his hand just come down. He did not do it intentionally, and I don't care what anybody tries to say. The man is a good defensive player, and he knows his job. And
great defensive player. Great defensive player.
Yes, he is. But anyway, with the thumb issue with Drew, I see Drew, you know, just by, as a fan, seeing how many years he's been with us and how his work ethic is and how everybody talks about how he's always in there and how Sean Payton had said, man, you know, I come in there late at night and I hear something going on and I look out there and there's Drew, you know?
Right.
So if his work ethic is anything like his mindset is going to be on his rehab, he's going to accomplish it faster than what everybody thinks.
Bob, yeah, look, I'm not at all worried about Drew Brees. Drew Brees is going to attack this thumb rehab more than probably better than anybody else that could have had this injury.
Yeah. Well, and listen, Bob, now think about this. Wouldn't you rather Drew Brees ready to roll and maybe you rehab and it's not like, oh, I'm 80%? Because 80% of Drew is pretty damn good. Hell no. I want him to come back 100%. So that's why I would take the approach, Drew might say, chomping at the bit, October the 27th, the Arizona Cardinals. Come on. Whether Drew is here or not, we should be able to beat the Cardinals. So I think Drew would be better 100% instead of October the 27th, November the 10th. That, 2 extra weeks. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, like, okay, Drew might say he's ready to go, but he's not quite 100%. Why? Because we got so much more of the season after the bye week. No, Teddy got to get it done, and that's why he's here. That's why, and watch, now look at Taysom Hill. Let me tell you, Bob, you know what else is going to happen? Can you imagine a Hall of Famer like Drew Brees even at times in the game plan with Sean Payton and Taysom Hill? Didn't Taysom Hill kind of have, like, I don't want to say a handful, but maybe 3 or 4, 5 plays that, oh, Drew's at wideout. They just given a different approach to the defense to make him work on something at Taysom Hill. Now, I think you're going to have 2 handfuls, if not a dozen plays. They're nothing against Bridgewater. We're just trying to win a game.
Gameplay.
Listen, short term, you know, we have running back by committee. Hey, we can have a quarterback by committee. Bottom line is getting the job done and win.
Sports Talk rolls on next hour. If you're on hold, sit tight. We're coming to you here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.